USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Global leaders are meeting in Germany for the G7 summit. President Biden announces a new G7 partnership that invests in countries that need support. He says there are already projects underway.
These strategic investments are areas of critical to sustainable development and to our shared global stability. Health and health security, digital connectivity, gender equality and equity, climate and energy security.
Pfizer says an updated version of its COVID vaccine offers more protection against the Omicron variant. The company making the announcement with its biotechnology company, BioNTech. The companies say data shows a booster shot of the Omicron adopted variant provides a substantially higher immune response against the BA1 variant. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Juul is continuing to sell their vapes and vape-flavored cartridges even though the FDA ordered them to stop selling them Thursday because of safety concerns. Pediatric specialist Dr. Frieda Fischer says vaping has not been conclusively shown in studies to be safer than traditional cigarettes. She says the best way for teenagers and young adults to quit is to speak to their doctor.
Once they realized that these companies were targeting them, the teenagers and the middle schoolers, a lot of them, you know, they don't like to be fooled, and so they just quit.
Customs and Border Protection is reporting a slight increase in drug seizures along the southern border. Arizona Attorney General and Republican candidate for U.S. Senate Mark Brnovich says that he's concerned about how these drugs are impacting communities.
They're bringing in records amount of fentanyl, methamphetamine, and they're empowering the cartels, and we're going to see more violence in our neighborhoods as a result of these failed Biden policies.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Former assistant football coach Joe Kelly was fired from a Washington high school for refusing to stop praying on the field after games. He took his case all the way to the Supreme Court, and they're expected to rule on it this week. Coach Kennedy sharing what he believes are the implications of the Supreme Court's ruling on this case.
Depending upon how it's written, I mean, this could be provide broad protection for not just public school employees, but public employees at large. It could affect millions of Americans and their right to be able to share their faith in private settings, or just simply to be able to just pray over their meals without, at lunchtime without being discriminated.
Germany is declaring a gas crisis after Russia cut off supplies to Europe. This comes as Russia continues to invade Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty reacts to Germany's decision on Fox News.
It doesn't surprise me at all that Germany is taking this posture. Look, they foolhardily went in and they killed their nuclear energy. They got way over their skis in this green agenda, and they've realized that it doesn't work. They're going back to reopening coal-fired plants right now. And by the way, Maria, Germany never met its obligations under the Paris Climate Accord. America exceeded our obligations, even though we pulled out of it. So I think Germany is acknowledging the harsh reality that these green policies do not work. The technology isn't there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.